around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig Good. It is Saturday, June 1st, just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And as he just said, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Last hour featured the chief travel leader conversation. We had the open road with RJ, Discover America, Better Business Bureau. Hour two today, it will be just as varied, I promise you. We're going to begin with music festivals.
We are. How fun. Let's head to Tennessee on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline, where the Country Music Association CMA Fest will be taking place in Nashville. It starts this Thursday, June 6th. It runs through next Sunday, June 9th. Plus, the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in nearby Manchester is going to be happening the following week, June 13th to the 16th. So we have lots of music to cover around Music City. Let's welcome Dina Ivey, CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation.
Good morning, Dina. Welcome to the big show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, nice having you aboard with us this morning for sure. So as Mary just shared, listen, the CMA Fest starts this week. This event has been drawing musicians and visitors since the early 70s. So what does the festival mean musically to Nashville and to country music fans in general?
Well, it is the longest running country music festival in the world. So for years and years, it's brought so much music to this city and to their fans. I mean, this year we have, I think, 100 performances over 10 stages throughout downtown. I mean, it's amazing. You can't not have fun when you come to this event.
10 stages. Okay. Dina, I don't know why we're interviewing you from our home studio this weekend. We should be in Nashville. We should.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So 10 stages. I know you have the Ascend Amphitheater. You've got Nissan Stadium. Just give our listeners around the United States a little, give us a couple of those headliners.
Oh, a couple of headliners. Keith Urban, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, Kelsey Ballerini. I mean, that's just a couple of the 100. The fun thing is that a lot of it's free. If you don't buy the four-day pass to go to Nissan Stadium, you can wander around downtown and go to all these stages, hear all this great music, or buy a $15 ticket and go to Ascend Amphitheater and sit down and enjoy, you know, all the music all day.
$15. Wow. What a deal.
Ms. Ivey, Rudy Max here. I want to ask you two questions. From a sheer tourism standpoint, obviously this is great for Nashville, but approximately how many visitors do you anticipate? And the second part of the question is, do all the local businesses love this weekend, or do all the locals love this weekend, or is it all too much and everybody leaves town who lives there?
No, it's really a combination, to tell you the truth. It's about 90,000 people a day. That's what they had last year. And, you know, the stadium holds 60,000, so the rest are just, you know, going to all the other stages. But it's about a $75 million direct, not economic impact, direct visitor spending in Nashville. So the businesses love it. They do really well from it. The locals, I'd say, are mixed. You know, some come down and enjoy it. I'd say a good majority come down and enjoy it. And the others, I don't think they leave town. I think they just stay away from downtown.
Well, listen, I think, Dina, if you're living in Nashville, I mean, you've got the CMA Fest there. You know, why not join in, right? So, you know, listen, I want to ask you this. So we know everything is centered around country music. But as I just think about it and hear all those numbers you talked about, you know, 90,000 people a day, when you attract so many people gathering in one place, you do have to feed them. So do you have a slate of food trucks? Maybe all the concessionaires are lined up? And any other experiences for folks in addition to seeing their favorite musical artists?
So all the above, food trucks, concessions around, great restaurants downtown. We have a new 5th and Broadway Assembly Food Hall, which has a number, I think there's about 30 restaurants in there. So plenty of places to eat. And then lots of other things to do. Like you can go to the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum. You can go to the Ryman Auditorium, do their tour. There's so much stuff to do. I mean, even if you're not, you know, wanting to listen to music all day, every day, which you can do that anytime in Music City.
Right. Now, thanks for pointing out all those other venues for people to enjoy from a tourism standpoint while they're there as well, because those are some great venues to visit. So I don't want to forget about Bonnaroo. That is happening, right, June 13th to the 16th in Manchester. I think it's about 75 minutes south of Nashville. Is it going to be different from CMA Fest? Is it similar? Can you describe Bonnaroo for us?
It's very different in that it's all on a farm, so it's not in an urban area. It's all on one big farm, which is great. You know, everybody's right there together. And the music is different. I mean, they have some country acts, but it's you know, a little different. Like this year, they'll have a crossover because of Post Malone. He's been doing country music. But then, you know, they also have, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fisher and Fred and all these different acts that, you know, if you're not all in the country, go to Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. You can find different kind of music. And it's a really cool experience. They have about 150 performers. I mean, they have six stages around the farm. It's a lot of fun.
Are there any hotel rooms left?
You have to stay in Nashville or camp. You can camp. And I don't know if they have any left, to be honest, because they sell out pretty fast. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this. I just mentioned as we opened the hour again, here we are on June 1st, but in a month, essentially a month, July 4th is here. And something that I was told yesterday by our team is the musical event that you're involved with, you know, Let Freedom Sing, Music City, July 4th, is also going to pack in all the people. So, and it's one of the largest fireworks shows in the USA. So tell us a little bit about that for people that may not come to the Music Fest, but they want to come enjoy all the festivities coming a month from now.
Right. Come down 4th of July. It really is the best 4th of July, I would say, anywhere. Of course, I'm biased, but it's a fabulous fireworks show that's choreographed live to the symphony. It's on the river. It's about 30 minutes. It's unbelievable. But we have live music, of course, all day and night. Great headliner this year with Chris Young. We have a girl named Tom Band that won The Voice. We have Yola. So it's very diverse. We have Blessing Offer and his band. It's a very fun, family-friendly event. I mean, I couldn't encourage people enough to come down and check it out.
Well, you've said enough there. Mm-hmm. So, Dina, real quick, and then we're going to let you go. As far as CMA Fest, is there somebody you're looking forward to seeing personally?
Oh, gosh. You know, I always love Keith Urban, but I also love Chris Stapleton. So I'll be checking.
All right, well, you're not going wrong with either. So that's
that works. Well,
right. I want to give folks the website. So folks, you know, for festival info, summer schedules, all of that, the website, very easy. Just visitmusiccity.com, visitmusiccity.com. Dina, really nice having you aboard with us this morning. Thank you very much. We hope you have a great weekend and a very successful CMA Fest.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
So Rudy,
that's a lot of music. That's
yeah,
a lot of music.
Yeah. All day long, all night long. Fine.
A little Keith Urban. Yeah, that's great. Bobby, do you have a favorite musician that you like there in country?
I love Chris Young, who she just mentioned there at the end, and he's a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, there you go.
There you go, Bobby. That totally makes sense.
Always goes back to Texas.
Well, it does. You know, listen, that's exactly. I only bring it up because Bobby's got a little roots there from Texas and also in Tennessee. So, all right. Well, again, that website one more time. We'll just give it to you. Visit musiccity.com. Folks, the music tells us we need to go to commercial break, pay some of the bills around here. When we return from this quick sponsors break, the personal connection will take us, you know, in a different turn, if you will. We're going to talk airports, entrepreneurialism, rest, more, intrigued. Dan Solomon joins us with details in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I reconnect with you from the New York City area once again, it is 18 minutes past the hour, and for this G-Block, well, it's time for today's personal connection that's sponsored by the Wellness Company that you'll find at urgentcarekit.com/carry.
When you travel, the last thing you want to be doing is looking for an urgent care or pharmacy and hoping that they're open. If you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, or cough, you know your body and you know when you're getting sick. Sure, you can tough it out, miss things on your trip, take time off from work, hope a doctor can see you and then sit in a room full of sick people, or you can simply open your medical emergency kit and match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescriptions.
This is not a first aid kit. Instead, it's like having an urgent care in your home with essential prescriptions of doctor-prescribed antibiotics for infections of all types. In fact, it comes with essential prescriptions to treat over 39 medical issues. As a show fan, you'll save 15% on a medical emergency kit, and ordering takes just minutes. So go to urgentcarekit.com/carry, urgentcarekit.com/carry, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, as all of you regular listeners know, diversifying the content of the program is a big reason for the success of this show, and today we're going to broaden the personal connection and talk about airports, flying, sleeping, resting, and how all of that goes together with an entrepreneurial story of success in travel. Let's bring in Dan Solomon, the co-founder and director of Minute Suites. He's waiting for us on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline.
Dan, nice to have you here with Mary and me on America's number one travel radio show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, always good to start off a Saturday morning this way, talking travel. So, you know, one thing I'm going to just lead right into is Mary and I, we travel regularly around the country. We've seen some of the Minute Suite locations in several airports, and that's why we invited you on air today with us. You know, we know you're the co-founder. We'd enjoy hearing the inspiration behind the concept of Minute Suites and how you came up with it.
Yeah, it really was not my idea. It was the idea of two dear friends of mine that I had started other businesses with, Doctors Lisa and Amir Arbacer. They're now currently retired ophthalmologists, but ran one of the biggest practices in the country. They approached me back in 2007 with another business idea. And again, we had done business together before. It was really Lisa's brainchild. She envisioned a respite inside the airports, past the security checkpoints where people could sleep, relax, recharge, and that was her vision. If I get any credit, I was the one that came up with the name Minute Suites. But that's really how it began. And I think Lisa and Amir and I really wanted to create something because we felt we would use it.
Right.
And that was the path that we went on. But it was really Lisa's idea.
Well, wow, what a team, because they are really pretty incredible and they are private, so just very different from public airport lounges. So let's talk about what's in these Minute Suites for busy and tired travelers. Why don't you share what some of the amenities are that are included?
Right. Well, what we did, Mary, was we tried to replicate a non-threatening environment. Instead of a bed, there's a day bed sofa. There's a small workstation. It's really meant to look like a private small office. Above the workstation, there is a fully functioning smart TV. But the main use of our suites is indeed for people that want to take a nap or are stuck in the airport overnight. We're open 24/7 in most of our locations, and they'll sleep there. But I think when people first come into a Minute Suite, it has that non-threatening, geez, looks like an office kind of a feel to it. And we wanted to have that be the impact.
But also and showers so, and so forth as well.
Yeah, many of our facilities do have showers, and those are very well appointed. And people do enjoy the fact, especially the overnighters, they can take a shower in the morning and then get on their way. So, yes, showers are also included in several of our locations. But that's really a Minute Suite.
I appreciate the overnight aspect because if you miss your flight and you have to deal with the hassle of an airport hotel. So I want to point out for listeners, you can rent them for an hour. The hourly price is $55. If you have, like we do, and I recommend Priority Pass for a number of reasons. You do have you offer discounts. You have a relationship with Priority Pass. If you want more than an hour, but you don't want an overnight, can you add on and build on extra time? Can you do 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
Absolutely, which is really why I came up with the name Minute Suites, because our pricing model is based on 15-minute increments. So after an hour, you can customize in 15-minute increments exactly how long you want to stay there based on when your flight's leaving. You can stay an hour and 45 minutes. You could stay 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's really meant to be, you know, customizable for the guest.
That's great.
Well, and I agree with what Mary said. If you've already cleared security, and especially if you're doing international or something like that, you don't want to have to go leave the airport, go off property,
take your luggage, find a hotel.
If you've checked your luggage, good luck. So, all right, but, you know, think about it. You know, airline lounges, they have certainly changed dramatically in recent years. They've diversified. There's all the different classes now of them and what's going on out there, and whether they're airport run or airline run or their credit card run. They're more crowded. We don't think the food is as good as it used to be. They can be harder to get into. And then if you do get in, as I just said, they're more crowded. I know you have a strong presence in Atlanta. We've seen the locations there. That's our nation's, you know, busiest airport by passenger volume. So clearly there's a demand for this private rest area that you've created. It has to be going well for you, yes?
It is. We have really good team of talented managers and employees that are well-trained, and we're really seeing that comeback from COVID, where people are now traveling a lot. And in Atlanta in particular, we have 4 locations spread throughout the concourses there, and other airports like a Dallas-Fort Worth, where we have 2 locations, and Charlotte, where we have 2 locations. So many of these larger hub airports can have more than 1 minute suite.
You know, who's your target customer? Is it the business traveler that, you know, we're seeing more business again right now, or is it leisure travel? Who are you targeting?
It's really both. Everyone benefits from a Minute Suite, but in different ways. So for the business traveler, and I know my big gripe with the lounges, besides all the things you mentioned, Robert, is I can't really make a private phone call. I don't want somebody listening to what I'm discussing, which could be very sensitive business information. So our business folks love the fact that it's private, relatively soundproof, and they can do those private calls.
Yeah, I don't
for the leisure traveler, they just love the experience. A small family that's traveling, it's a chance to get the kids out, have them watch TV. The parents can relax and de-stress. So I think the overwhelming driver, and we saw this in initial market research, is that the main driver here is privacy. People really appreciate
it. Well, it gives
privacy.
You that personal time. We appreciate that. I do want to let folks know, 15 locations, 10 airports. You mentioned some of them. You know, there's Detroit, JFK here in New York. We did mention Dallas, Charlotte, Nashville, Houston, Baltimore. Salt Lake City's a new location. Do you see the company, you know, growing more in the next few years, Dan?
We certainly hope so, and we're already on that path. So I do want to share with you that we do have 3 more locations under contract, and those would be another location in Atlanta in Concourse T, as in Tango.
Okay.
We also, in the last month, signed up a location in Newark in the United Terminal in the C3 concourse, which is their international concourse. Really excited about that. And last but not least, we just signed up JFK Terminal 8, which is the American hub.
All right. Well, we listen, being here in New York, we
yes,
like that very much.
I grew up with that Newark airport, so hallelujah. Good job on that one. So real quick before we end today, what has this project of creating and managing Minute Suites meant to you, Dan, on a personal level?
Yeah, I really think it's about changing the travel experience for the better and really helping people. We get so many comments from our guests about, you saved my life. Oh, this is the best thing, should be in one in every airport. It's really the satisfaction I get is that we're now well over a million. We're actually approaching 2 million customers that we've served the last 15 years to know that we're helping people. That's really the driver. And that's what gives me great satisfaction.
That's a lot of locations. I guess 2 million
well,
in 15 locations in 10. That is a lot of people. Yeah. Congratulations
well,
on that.
You explained when you went to Dallas, the thing was packed.
Well,
full.
Listen, exactly. Dallas, we tried to get
full.
In, and it was full. And
yeah.
Listen, that's a good problem to have. There's
yeah,
no question
great.
About it. So, well, listen, I want to give folks, if they're listening, they like what they've heard, they say, hey, you know, I need a little personal time myself next time I'm at the airport. I want to do that when I'm past security. So for pricing, locations, reservations, and more, folks, MinuteSuites.com. The website can't be any easier. MinuteSuites.com. I really appreciate your time today, Dan. We hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
You're welcome. Same to you, and thank you again for the opportunity.
Take care, Tan. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
All right, folks. There goes Dan. Interesting business model that they have, and we wish them well.
We do. Yeah. Minute Suites.
If you've experienced one, by the way, send us an email, rmworldtravel.com/contact. We would enjoy hearing from you on that. As we hit the bottom of the hour break, Rudy's up next with the right stuff still to come, or listener emails in the museum gallery. Keep those radios locked in. Three more segments coming your way today as your RM World Travel Express rolls on.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles, and more. For more info and to get up to $3,000 in savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
When you're traveling and you wake up with a scratchy throat or congestion or a runny nose and know you're getting sick, the last thing you want to do is to try to find an urgent care or doctor's office. That's where a medical emergency kit from urgentcarekit.com/carry can help. Small enough to travel with, but also good to have in your home. This kit comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat more than 39 medical issues, plus an easy doctor's guide. You can order yours at urgentcarekit.com/carry, or as always, you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection company called simplysafe.com/carry. Let me ask you something. When you travel, do concerns about your place back home nag you? Did you lock up, leave a window open with the coffee pot or iron left on? Which is why we recommend investing in simplysafe.com/carry for peace of mind and award-winning security. The system offers blanket protection for your whole place with sensors that detect break-ins, fires, floods, plus a variety of cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. And the system is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, so you get fast emergency response when you need it most. Their professional monitoring agents can even help stop crime in real time. With no contract and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try SimpliSafe risk-free and receive 20% off any new system at SimpliSafe, and that's spelled with an I, simply, S-I-M-P-L-I-Safe.com, simplysafe.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or as always, you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, as I broadcast today, I can look out my window and see the Mississippi River. Now, I admit, before I moved from my longtime home in Washington, D.C. to where I live now in St. Paul, Minnesota, I had no idea the Mississippi River started in Minnesota. I was associated with New Orleans. You know, I knew it's a long river, but for our Right Stuff segment today, our next guest celebrates that river in a gorgeous new book, very new, just out, titled The Wild Mississippi, a state-by-state guide to the river's natural wonders. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Dean Klinkenberg, who is the author of The Wild Mississippi. Dean, welcome. I know you live up near the Mississippi in St. Louis. What about this river captured your attention?
Hi, Rudy. Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, I've been lucky enough to live along the Mississippi for most of my adult life now. I kind of grew up in farm country and then small towns and suburbs and grew up around cornfields and all that. So when I went to college in La Crosse, Wisconsin on the Mississippi, that's when I really got hooked on being outdoors and enjoying time along the river. There's just so many different ways to be out and enjoy the river, and it offers something different almost every time you go out. So I got hooked then. It was a long time. It was a few years after that before I really got to writing about it. But it's just a special place to me.
And are you a river guy? I mean, do you go on the river on boat and so on?
I am. I'm kind of a part-time river rat. You know, the lifestyle of a writer forces me to spend a lot more time in my office sitting next to the computer than I'd like. But I have a lot of time out paddling on the river and hiking along the river.
And you start with where the Mississippi starts, which is in Itasca, up in northern Minnesota. And it starts I guess all rivers start as streams, don't they?
They do. So like where the Mississippi begins, it's about a four-hour drive from where you live in St. Paul. You could walk from one side to the other and probably not get your knees wet. So if you're from New Orleans or if that's the river you know, it may be head-scratching for you to get your head around the fact that this is the same river.
What do you find? Of course, you live in St. Louis, but I found, as I said, when I moved here from Washington, I was shocked. I mean, I came here to give a speech years ago before I knew I was going to live here. And I crossed the river and this guy was driving me to my speech. I said, "What river is this?" He said, "It's the Mississippi." I said, "No, really, I'm a travel journalist. I got to know what river this is." He says, "It's the Mississippi." I said, "Come on." And he got mad. He said, "Where do you think the Mississippi starts?" I went, "Here, this far north? I mean, this is pretty far north. We're above Chicago, for goodness sake." Do you find people learning new things about the Mississippi from you?
I do. There are a lot of people who I think know a little bit about the river. You know, all of us obviously know something about it because of Mark Twain. I think we probably associate it some with barges and transportation. And a lot of people who live near the river, I think, know their part of the river really well. But it's amazing to me sometimes how little they know about other parts of the river. So those folks up in Minnesota may have never been down to the lower part of the river and know nothing about that. So I think we all maybe know a little bit about the river, and I'm really hoping this book helps to reacquaint people with the river and maybe go a little bit deeper in what they know about it.
Well, it covers, I'm looking at your book, you cover 10 different states and what the river is like there and all kinds of stuff. What will I learn, generally speaking? You have gorgeous pictures of the various places in the river, but you divide your book up by state and by prairies and grasslands, forests, wetlands, and so on. Did you go down the entire length of the Mississippi to do this?
I have been, for the past 15 years or so, I've been traveling along the river at least some every year. So I didn't have to do a lot of new research to finish this book. There are a handful of places I needed to visit further south that I was less familiar with. But it's kind of the accumulation of many years of traveling along the river and getting to know it. So when I wrote this book, I kind of had the model of a city guide in my head. So it'll take you through some history, like geologic history of the river, take you through some of the neighborhoods, which are the ecosystems that you mentioned, like prairies and grasslands and forests. And then in the second half, it'll kind of give you ideas of highlights, places you can visit in each state along the river. So it's not like a city guide isn't going to tell you about every single building in Paris, but it's going to tell you about the highlights. So that's kind of the approach I was going for with this.
Well, why, if the river starts in Minnesota and winds up in New Orleans, is it called the Mississippi?
It's a little bit of an accident of history. The name comes to us from Native Americans who lived in the Great Lakes region and then northern Minnesota. And it was just kind of picked up by French missionaries and fur traders. And they kind of communicated that name back to mapmakers in France. And as they traveled south from that point where they were first encountered the river, they carried that name with them. So it's a little bit of an accident of history. But I'm glad that name stuck instead of like Immaculate Conception or some of the other names that were considered.
That was a considered name, Immaculate Conception?
There was one person who wanted to name it that, yes.
The book is called The Wild Mississippi, Subtitle is a state-by-state guide to the river's natural wonders. And if you live along the Mississippi, if you're going to visit somewhere, you're going to take a cruise down up and down the Mississippi, it's a book to get. As part of our Write Stuff segment today, the author is Dean Klinkenberg, and you can find more details by going to his website at Dean Klinkenberg, just like it sounds, K-L-I-K-E-N-B-E-R-G, for more details. Dean, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Rudy. I appreciate your time.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't stutter.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only. One per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, as Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us on this June 1st, we know, yes, we have heard from those of you who have written into us. We know it's been nearly 2 months since we've answered listener emails on air. We've been a little busy with 4 live remotes and 3 big Let's Go America Tour events in recent weeks, but emails will be what we do for this iBlock that's sponsored by MyPillow.com/Gary.
And we all want to get great value for the money we spend, and saving as much of your hard-earned money when you buy things is also important. So right now, you're going to get both at MyPillow.com/Gary during their big $25 extravaganza sale. Beach towels or my sandals are $25. Percale or Giza Dreams bed sheets are $25. My slippers are $25. Premium Giza My Pillows are $25 as well. The list goes on, which means you're going to save.
Yes, you absolutely are. All orders over $75 get free shipping. And don't forget to start your day with delicious 100% Arabica organic My Coffee. It's currently 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com/Carrie for all of our show savings, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right, let's let's get right into this, Mary. Email number one today is from Allison, who listens to us in Georgetown, Indiana. That would be our Louisville affiliate right across the Ohio River there, AM 1080 WKJK Radio. She's asking, the live broadcast from London was wonderful. I'm taking my kids in July for a week and can't wait. I heard you talking about the V&A Museum, and we have that on our list to check out. Are there three or four others we should visit? And is there a theater show you'd recommend we should get advanced tickets for? Well, all right, Allison, I'll just say this real quick. Plan for at least 3 hours at the Victoria and Albert Museum, or V&A, as you just said. Across the street is the Natural History Museum. Just about a half a block up Exhibition Road is the Science Museum as well. All three of them are free, by the way, so you can plan to make a day of it. So, Mary, any thoughts?
I agree 100%, especially if you have kids. I love the Tate and other British museums, but that's would go with those three. So the Natural History Museum is free, but I'd recommend getting a ticket in advance for the queues. You can do that online after you choose your date. That is an enormous museum. It's going to be packed this summer, but it is an impressive collection of dinosaur fossils, great exhibits on the ocean and the earth, such a fabulous museum. I would just definitely go there. And I agree, Robert, I think if you're going to be in that area and you're there for a week, hit the Science Museum, hands-on, immersive, see the Wonder Lab, great. And in terms of shows, family-friendly shows, Mrs. Doubtfire's playing in London, Back to the Future. But to me, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to be in London, you should see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. That's what tickets
also
for.
Also, Phantom. You can't see it in New York, so that's also another one to throw out there as well. All right, so email number two is from William, who listens in Preston, Connecticut. That's our local Norwich affiliate, AM 1310 and FM 94.5 WICH Radio. That's the Hartford DMA. William is asking, we've talked about it, but we've never cruised, and I found it fascinating how you were able to broadcast from that seaborne ship as you traveled around areas of the UK and Scotland. We've always preferred to travel by the seat of our pants and do our own thing. The idea of always being structured is a big reason why we haven't cruised. I didn't get that your trip was overscheduled, and it sounded like you could kind of do your own thing if you wanted to. Did I hear it right? Well, William, I wouldn't say that our trip was unstructured by any means, as there was clearly an array of daily activities, excursions, and a sense of schedule. But the beauty of a cruise in many ways is you can choose to do what's offered, do your own thing, and join in what interests you, or do nothing, and just enjoy all of the onboard amenities and meals. I would say this as well, and I think this is pretty fair, Mary. Our feelings about cruising have certainly evolved over the years. Candidly, Seabourn has had a lot to do with that. Everything is first rate, and it's a reasonable cost when you evaluate all that's included. So, William, we certainly encourage you or your wife or whomever to go experience a cruise. If you make Seabourn your first cruise, I promise you won't want to try any others, and I hope you let us know if you do, Mary.
So within that structure, you can have it if you want it, but you can absolutely do your own tour off the ship. You can stay on the ship and relax. You can walk off a guided tour that you're on, grab coffee. You can go sightseeing independently. And I'll add, William, regardless of whatever type of traveler you and your wife are, I do think that there are so many options in cruising that you're going to absolutely find something that's going to fit your interests and your own personal travel style. I really believe you can make it whatever you want, quite honestly.
Oh, you can. Absolutely a cruise. All right. Email number three is from Steve, who it looks like he listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That would be our local affiliate AM 770 and FM 96.3 KKOB Radio. He's asking, I want to visit more cities, but do not want the hassle with travel between airports and the city center. Are there any other major cities that have a light rail from the airport to downtown similar to Denver or Portland? Hope to be listening when and if you answer this. Well, Steve, we are answering this. Mary and I were kicking around your question during the break. Atlanta and Cleveland are two cities you can hop a train from the airport to downtown. It's not easy, but you can do it here in New York from JFK. Newark is more challenging. Down in D.C., both Dulles and Reagan National offer train service.
A few others we wrote down while talking here, Steve. We believe you can do it in Boston with their Blue Line subway. DFW has a train to downtown Dallas. Miami is challenging, but it can be done. Minneapolis has a train into the city or over to St. Paul. And Phoenix and St. Louis have you covered with train service from their airport to downtown.
One more, Steve, and I've done it. Chicago, although it is a rough crowd there, so be on guard. Folks, that's it for today's listener mailbag. Thanks to everyone who sent in emails to us, including Allison, William, and Steve. If you have a travel question, travel comment, maybe it's a show comment, feel free to reach out to us anytime, rmworldtravel.com/contact. This is RM World Travel. The Museum Gallery is next, so stick around for that. Stay with us, everyone.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, one more segment to go today. And as Mary and I reconnect with you for today's museum gallery, well, we're sponsored by ScenicCruises.com.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the five-star fleet of Scenic Cruises spaceships will welcome you with a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise.
Listen, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own. From personalized butlers and five unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes, what we like, they're small ships with big spaces. By the way, I want to let you know they've extended their Memorial Day sale. European river cruises right now, they start at just $26.70 per person, plus bonus savings, two-for-one fare. So go check out ScenicCruises.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, let's head just east of Lake Michigan to Grand Rapids, home to the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park. It is much more than a botanical garden. Here to share more via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline for today's museum gallery is their chief curator, Suzanne Ramyuk.
Well, hello, Suzanne. Nice to have you here with us on this Saturday morning.
Yes, hi. Pleased to be with you.
Let's start with the origins of this garden, where the land was originally intended for a Meyer superstore. We love those when we're out your way. Hence the name, you know, after the family behind the line of stores. So do tell how it evolved over the years. Clearly, the Meyers found another spot for the store.
Yes, and importantly, in terms of the family, the marriage of Fred and Lena Meyer represents a marriage of our two main missions here at Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, which is horticulture and sculpture, because Fred loved sculpture, Lena loved gardens, they both loved each other, and their passions are now manifest throughout the entire sculpture park and gardens.
I love to hear that. So, Suzanne, most botanical gardens include conservatories. You certainly have one as well. Many gardens have Japanese gardens. You have one as well. But let's go back to what I think really differentiates you, and that's the sculptures that visitors can enjoy. Just last year, readers of USA Today named the park best sculpture park in the country. So it must be some collection.
Yes, and it's really that interface or the complementary relationship between sculpture and nature that makes us special. So standalone, the sculpture that we have, over 300 works by over 125 artists, is world class. And, you know, all the big names are there. It covers 150 years, starting with Rodin and Degas up to the present. So you get a really great experience of the last 150 years of sculpture. But in the setting of living plants and the dynamic environment, it's ever-changing, and it feels more what I would call a living museum because it's not static. So it's a dynamic experience of great sculpture.
And as far as this
and
summer...
And I should note, we've only been open less than 30 years. We were founded in 1995, and 25 is our 30th anniversary. So we've come a long way.
It's another reason to go visit, no question about that.
Definitely. In terms of what's on tap this summer, can you just briefly touch on Paul Valinsky's Flight Patterns, which looks really interesting?
Yes, we have two solo exhibitions of contemporary artists, and Paul Valinsky is one of them. He is a pilot and an artist in various media, and throughout his exhibition, you will see avian creatures, birds, butterflies, insects, as well as a scaled-down B-25 bomber that was transformed from a flower bomber to a food bomber. So it speaks to the serious issue of food scarcity. Sharing the galleries, we have a number of temporary exhibitions, and currently up with Paul Valinsky is Jennifer Angus, and she's created a crystal ballroom filled with insects. So these are a real crowd pleaser.
Well, and I want to also just mention one of them, because, listen, you also have a hands-on children's garden. It looks great for families. But there's the amphitheater that's there as well, Suzanne. That must mean a lot of summer concerts. So, you know, anything planned that you want to throw out there to the listeners right now?
Yes, we always have a strong lineup this year. It's a diverse mix, everything from the Temptations to Boys to Men. It's something worth checking out, definitely.
Okay. Well, and I'm going to tell folks how they can do that right now. So, listen, folks, it's open 7 days a week. MeyerGardens.org is the website, and you'll find details on the summer concerts, exhibits, tickets, and more. MeyerGardens.org. And by the way, the website, M-E-I-J-E-R. Those of you that know the superstores out that way, you already knew that. But thank you very much for joining us today, Suzanne. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Just heard that click. There goes Suzanne. Appreciate her checking in with us today. 30 years in 2025, the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, Mary.
Yeah. And just back to the summer concerts for a second. On select Sundays in July and August, they also hold a classical chamber music series with musicians from West Michigan, which I think is pretty cool. So lots to do there.
Lots to do indeed. Well, one more museum gallery now done, Mary. And as we steam towards 12 p.m. Eastern time on this June 1st broadcast, folks, that's a wrap for today's edition of your favorite travel radio show. Be sure to tune into our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentaries on these stations. And you can also connect with us using the Contact Us tab on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary, me, and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.